Good morning, and welcome to Bethany's Contemporary Service. My name is Brenda Lewis. I am the associate pastor here, and I welcome you on behalf of Pastor Andrew, Pastor Kathy, Pastor Tim, and Pastor Tim. If there is anything that we may be able to do for you, either during this worship experience or some other time in life, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. I'd like to share with you a few announcements. We will be celebrating our saints today with our candle lighting observance. We invite those at home who would like to join us to please get your personal candle so you can also remember those whom you hold in your heart. Also, we will be having Holy Communion, which is part of our celebration of the saints. And again, we invite those who would like to participate in this part of our service to be able to get a piece of bread or crackers and juice so that you can continue to worship with us in that way. We have poinsettia forms that are available to you if you would like to order one in honor of or in memory of someone dear to you, and the forms can be placed in the display box that is right outside the sanctuary. Also, we are collecting non-perishable items for Thanksgiving food gift baskets that we will be presenting to 20 families. 10 of those are from the Homewood School community. And so we ask that you go to our website, click on the link, or to the cyber, click on the link, and you will see additional information in regard to the specific items. All items are needed by next Sunday, and you can leave them over in our Mission Central location at the back of the Fellowship Hall. Also, this year, we will be decorating the church a little bit differently. We are breaking them out into smaller tasks that gift groups, families, or individuals would be able to assist us with that this year. If that's something that you would like to be a part of, please call us and let us know, or let us know after the service. Last but not least, we want to thank you for the many ways in which you give, not only through your gifts and your talents, but also through your tithes and offerings that allow us to continue to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And now, with all of that said, let us join in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you how you continue to watch over us and love us, God. We ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit fall afresh on these, your children who are here today, that we worship you in spirit and in truth. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Please rise to your feet as you're able to join in our opening worship selection.
Good morning, Bethany.
Girl, you stay, I stay. When you move, I move. I will follow you. When you love, I love. When you serve, I serve. If this life I lose, I will follow you. Yeah, I will follow you. Yeah, I will follow you. Yeah, I will follow you.
Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, he is my song. You are good. Good. Oh, 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 let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves, oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days, oh, he is my song. You are good.
Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. You're good. Oh,
you're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down.
You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. 'Cause you are good, good. Just lift that up to the Lord, just saying, you are good. Come on, if you're breathing this morning, sing one time. You are good. One more time, say, you are
good. You may be seated. And we will be blessed by our children's prayer at this time.
God, we could spend all morning thanking you for what you've done for us and for all you've given us. And still, we wouldn't cover it all. You are amazing and awesome, too wonderful for words, and we are grateful to be included in your plans. Help us to hear your voice. God, help us to listen for the ways you'd like us to show your love to the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you to Matthew and the praise band for those selections this morning. For God is truly good, and God never lets us down. Just bear with us one moment as we will begin our celebration of the saints this morning. We love technology, don't we? Oh, okay. Let's just turn it. And when it decides, we've got celebrating our saints, so we're getting closer. And we're going to go ahead and get started. And so, because you will be able to see those saints that we are recognizing, and we're going to be prayerful that those who are worshiping with us online will be able to do so as well. And so today we recognize All Saints Sunday. This is a celebration that is held by churches near and far. Some celebrated on last Sunday. However, we were celebrating our opportunity to gather as a community. So today we gather as community once more, but coming to remember those whom we hold dear in our heart. And so please join me as I offer this prayer. We give you thanks, O God, for all the saints who ever worshiped you, whether in brush ambers or cathedrals, weathered wooden churches, a crumbling cemetery, and cement meeting houses, where your name was lifted and adored. We give you thanks, O God, for hands lifted in praise, manicured hands and hands stained with grease or soil, strong hands and those gnarled with age, holy hands, used as wave offerings across the land. We thank you, God, for hard-working saints, whether hard-hatted or steel-booted, head-ragged or apron, blue-collared or three-piece suited. They left their mark on the earth for you, for us, for our children to come. Amen. God, we come giving you tremendous thanks and praise as we lift up those near and dear to our hearts whom transitioned from earth's labor to heavenly reward. Our first candle is lit this morning in memory of Janet Baxter. We light our next candle in memory of Joan Bowman. We light our next candle in remembrance of Idona Fredericks. We light this candle in remembrance of Barbara Henry. We light this candle in remembrance of Jeff Hyman. We light our next candle in remembrance of Jean Holden. We light our next candle in remembrance of Jean Justice. We light our next candle in remembrance of Steve Johnson. We light this candle in remembrance of Thelma Kovalak. Our next candle, we light in remembrance of Wilma Lehman. We light our next candle in remembrance of Jackie Noon. We light our candle in remembrance of Audrey Pyle. And we light our next candle in remembrance of John Schumacher. We invite those at home, as well as those of you who are here today, to remember those in your heart whom have transitioned during this past year as we light our final center candle in remembrance of all those who we hold dear in our hearts. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for all the saints who stand before your throne, those whom we have named collectively and those whom we name individually in our hearts. Today, we celebrate their lives, remember what they mean to us, and give you thanks for the gift that were to us and that they were to us. Give us peace even as you have given them joy. Give us strength even as they stand in your eternal strength. Give us hope even as they live in the presence of the one who is hope. In the name of our risen Savior, we pray. Amen. As we remember those whom have gone before us, we now take time to remember the one who gives us hope, which is Jesus Christ.
He chose to say over this meal, which we call the Last Supper, I want to cement this moment into your minds And I want you to remember it when you do it again. And so it's not a surprise that when we celebrate important moments in our life, we do so a lot with food, right? Birthday parties and anniversaries and special moments. We oftentimes go out to dinner or have something special. And I suspect that that's planted into us by our Creator, who knows who we are and why we tick. Jesus chose the most common elements of life to celebrate this meal, the bread, which even the poorest had bread, and the cup. Wine was not a specialty then. It was used, really, to purify water. The alcohol in it would kill anything, and it wasn't especially strong alcohol. That was the good wine. And the images that were given of heaven is of a great wedding feast. And in Jesus' day, wedding feasts didn't last 2 hours in which the crowd had to wait for the bride and the groom to get pictures. And then you had to wait for your table to get called. This was a week-long feast to celebrate their new relationship and the new things in their life. And that is one of the most prominent pictures of heaven, a wedding feast. And so as Pastor Brenda talked about the saints that went on before us, and we sit here today, we're reminded of the importance of family and community that God has and how he connects us together. And so as we celebrate the feast today, we recall these thoughts and images. Because on the night that Jesus betrayed, he took the bread and he blessed it. He broke it. And he gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this as often as you take it in remembrance of me." After the supper, he took the cup. He blessed it and he gave it to his disciples and he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you take it in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Father, we come before you humbly, knowing that we are sinners in need of redeeming, that we are not always one community, nor do we always share the desire to be at one table. But you have called us to all those things, and so we ask that you would bless these elements before us, that they would become for us the body and the blood of Christ. And we ask that you would bless us so that we would not only know that we are forgiven, but that we would be your body for this world, who desperately needs to understand and know what it means to love and to have a common place to be. Make us one with each other and one in ministry to everyone until Christ comes again and we celebrate together in final victory at that great wedding feast. In your holy Son's name we pray. Amen. If you've gotten your cup, please tear the top off. And there's a wafer inside. Receive it as the body of Christ given for you. Below that is a foil lid. You can tear that foil lid off, and underneath is the juice. The blood of Christ shed for you. And as you place those in the baggies, which will keep juice from getting on the pews and make the trustees very happy, we'll say a Thanksgiving prayer together. Father, we are so grateful for the gift of community, for the power of Christ's death and resurrection, and for the constant reminder he gave that he desired us to be at a table together and to show the world what it meant to love and to serve. Help us to be reminded of the gift of forgiveness, of the call to repent, and of the need to be like you, to love like you, to serve like you, and to bless like you. We pray all this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
as I looked at our message for today, face to face, and I looked at our scriptural text given to us by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. This chapter itself is known as the love chapter. And I have to be honest with you, Pastor Tim, I wasn't too sure I wanted to really preach on this passage today. But God has a way of speaking to my heart. And so he put this song on my heart that my great aunt had asked me to do over 20 years ago. Little did I know then that this song would help me to understand what Paul had written for today. And so I ask that you pray with me and for me as I just do a very brief portion of this selection. The sky shall unfold, preparing his entrance. The stars shall apply him with thunders of praise. The sweet light in his eyes shall awake those awaiting, waiting, and we shall face to face, our Savior and our Lord. When we look at the words given to us by the Apostle Paul in that 13th chapter of Corinthians, what a lot of people don't understand and realize is that when Paul wrote that letter, Pastor Tim, it was because the church was in troubled waters. There were those who were causing division within the church because their focus had shifted from the one whom Paul had told them about, which was Jesus, to their own personal focus. Who had the best gift? Whose gift made them closer to God? Whose ability to speak in tongues or to be able to proclaim prophecy or to heal was better than the other? And Paul wrote this letter to them, reminding them that everything that we do, everything that we have, is because of the love of God for each and every one of us through the sending of his Son, Jesus, to Christ. However, when I also thought about this face-to-face theme, I also thought about those new parents and grandparents who would see their son and daughter or their new grandson and granddaughter for the very first time. And the joy that filled their hearts when they were seeing them face-to-face that words cannot always encompass, and yet it was a memory that they would hold on to. Those memories would be the beginning of that child's life, the beginning of what one would pray would also be a part of their spiritual journey. Images as their child or grandchild would take and their first step or speak their first word or their first tooth would come peering through their little gums, all images of being face to face with those whom we love and cherish. Those images help me to understand that 11th verse in chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians when it says, when we were children, we thought and we reasoned as children do. For you see, our childhood is in fact a season in our life's journey that prepares us for the things that will take place. And there will come a time when we will need to put away those childish things. Not only in our human life, but also in our spiritual life. And when we make that commitment in our spiritual life to accept Jesus, there are also those who are waiting to see us face to face, to see the joy that fills one's heart during that time. But Paul reminds us that when we grow up, that we need to quit some of our childish ways, that we need to put away behaviors and ways that are not helpful for our journey going forward. And there are times when our human life journey and our spiritual journey seem to be connected, and other times they seem to be disconnected. And yet throughout this process of quitting or putting away is recognizing the connector or the common denominator for our human and spiritual journeys, which is God's love. Very often when we leave our childish ways, we are called to rely on our faith in God through Jesus. These times, during maturing and looking and listening, there's going to be testing. Testing in times such as health challenges and job loss, as the loss or transition of a loved one, can cause one to feel quite distant from God and cause us to be troubled in our spirits. Times when we don't always see or understand God's plans for our lives, especially if we're thinking about Jeremiah 29 and 11. And yet the Apostle Paul understood such times and invites us to hear these words in verse 12. Now all we can see of God is like a cloudy picture in a mirror. Church, if we are honest with ourselves and each other, being tested either through the human life cycle or during our spiritual journey, pain is still pain. Stress is still stress. And loss is still loss. So much so that we find ourselves in places we just don't have a clear picture of God or God's love, but more so that of a cloudy or darkened mirror. And yes, it can be challenging for us to find ourselves in the midst of the unknown. Yet we are reminded in Psalms 46 and verse 1 that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Our God, who created us and said it is very good, when he saw humankind for the first time face to face, it was very good. This is the same God that Paul speaks of in the remainder of verse 12, and is also the same thing in the song that I just shared with you, written by Dottie Rambo. Later, we will see him face to face. We don't know everything, but then we will, just as God completely understands us. Church, we don't and we won't know everything until God reveals it to us. However, we know that we will see him face to face. What do we do in the meantime? When the world is looking for ways to divide us and take our focus off of God's love for us, in us, and through us, we follow the instructions that we have been given to hold fast to our faith as we keep our focus on God. Continue to put our trust and our hope in God. And even greater than those two is to love God and to love one another, that the world will know that as that great cloud of witnesses that has gone before us, we will see them and we will see him face to face. And Paul closes out his message with these final words: for now, there are faith, hope, and love. But of these three, the greatest of these is love. Amen and amen. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you, Lord, how you continue to remind us, Lord, that our life is a journey to a time when we will be able to see you face to face. However, Lord, as we're still here on this side of glory, give us the strength that we need to continue to follow you, to love you, to love your people, to put our hope in trusting you, and that we not lose our focus. For our joy is in knowing that not only will we see you, but we will see those who have gone before us that we named today and in our hearts. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Please rise to your feet as you're able as we close with our final song of praise. And we're going to do an abbreviated version for you. Amen.
I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one who guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Grace to us is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.
Thank God for each and every one of you. As you leave, leave going with the hope, the joy, the knowledge that Jesus, whom we celebrated today, is the one who makes it all possible, and to know that we will see him face to face. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling, who is able to present us faultless before the throne of grace, where there is majesty, joy, peace, grace, and love. It is all because of Jesus who made it possible. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace.
Lord, I need you. Oh.